Blog Talk Radio.
All right, good evening, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio. I am Sis Yolanda Henderson, and I want to thank all of my listeners tonight for joining me, and hopefully we're going to educate you and give you some knowledge. I just want to say that I am blessed, and I am so thankful that I got some responses from you guys, and I got to send out some information. So hopefully this week we'll send out some information. And if you have not listened to any of the previous information sessions and episodes, please go back and look at those episodes, listen to those episodes, and you can get some very great information. Okay, so tonight we're going to be talking about planting spiritual seeds. And this is part three of a five-part series. So if you have anybody that you want to call tonight, please go ahead and call them up now. Tell them Yolanda Henderson is on, Evangelist Yolanda Henderson is on the line, giving out information about the Bible and what thus says the Lord according to the Bible, and you will be blessed. I want to start out with saying a prayer. So if everyone could join me in humbling themselves. And we're all going to come before the throne of grace, and we're going to ask God, dear God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for giving us our health and our strength and our minds, God. We thank you for a new day that was not promised to us, Father God. We thank you for just anointing my mind and our mind and our lives, God. We thank you for our finances. We thank you for doing things that you haven't even done yet, God, because you are the Almighty, all omnipotent God. God, you are a gracious God. We thank you for your grace today. We thank you for your mercy, Lord God. We thank you for just being a God of second chances, God. And we know that we're not perfect, God, but you are a perfect God. So we're asking tonight, Father God, that whatever it is that you desire us to know, God, we ask that you use me as your vessel, Lord, tonight, that you use my mouth, God, to bring forth a word that will teach your people what they need to know, what you need them to learn as they grow into mature Christian adults, God. We thank you again for this night, and I pray to you that everything goes well. In the name of Jesus, amen. So, thank you all for listening again. I keep saying that because you could be anywhere else, but you decided to listen tonight. So we're going to go into our series, and I don't want to be before you long, so we had a little complications in the beginning, but if you are with us tonight, make sure you have your Bible or you go on your internet and you get your Bible so that you can follow along. Okay, so last week we talked about understanding the seeds in the Bible. We talked about the different types of seeds. We talked about the soil. We talked about what type of soil that we could become or that we are. I don't know if you have went and looked at the type of soil, but I did post that information on Facebook and under our last week's series and on my personal page. Now, I am a holistic health coach, so if anything that I'm saying doesn't make sense to you, if you know anything about planting and sowing seeds, you know how a seed is required to grow. And as a health coach, I do and talk a lot about gardening and natural foods and natural substances. But since we are not talking about gardening in a physical sense, we're talking about spiritual sense of a growing of a seed and reaping a harvest as a crop or as a fruit. The Bible uses the word fruit or a plant, okay? So we talked about the seeds that take on the flesh and the lives and walked among us and how Jesus was the Word, and the Word was a seed which was made flesh and dwelled among us. And his glory as the glory only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth, coming from John 1 and 14. We know that the Word of God is a parable of a sower. We know that spiritual seed of God is the mustard seed. We know that a natural seed of God is the son of Satan. And we know that a natural seed could also be the seed of Mary, which was son of man. The natural seed is also a seed of David, or the son of David. The natural seed of Abraham, or the son of Abraham. And the natural seed of Adam, or the son of man. Okay? So there's probably more, okay, in the Bible that talks about what seeds are, the natural seeds, and the Word of God being the seed. But we'll talk more about that later. I was just going back a little bit so that I could refresh the minds of those who was listening in last week, and we'll move forward right now. So if you have your Bibles, we'll go into Matthew 13 and 24. Okay? So Adam, he was a natural seed, and Jesus, the last Adam, was a spiritual seed. But in Genesis 1, God spoke to Adam and told him to be fruitful and to multiply. These are seed concepts that we have already discussed in some level of detail. So fruit comes from seeds, and the fruit has a seed to produce more fruit. That's what we're talking about in the natural. But in the spiritual, we're talking about Adam. And we're talking about him multiplying. Okay? So if you plant a seed of corn in the ground, for example, it will grow a new plant that can have anywhere from 1 to 8 new ears of corn on it. Okay? And each ear of corn contains anywhere from about 200 maybe to 400 new seeds. So doing simple math, we can say that one kernel of corn produces about 3,200 new seeds, and plant them. Okay? So you potentially get 3,200 times 3,200 new seeds, and that is more than like multiplied the growth, and is now becoming an exponential growth. Okay, so this represents the power of a single seed in the Bible. It only takes one seed to have potential explosive growth. God started with just one man named Jesus, and his resulting in a very large number of believers today. So that's our goal. Okay. We want to multiply in number. We want to expand God's kingdom and grow his kingdom for his glory by spreading the seed, okay? And the Bible talks about that parable as far as planting seeds by word, speaking the word, putting it on good ground, becoming that good soil, okay? So we can go back and talk about soil if you like. If we have any questions, please feel free to call me. I am taking discussion questions. If you do not have a number to call in, I'll give it to you. Bear with me for a moment. Okay, so the number to call in is 516-531-9837. Again, it's 516-531-9837. Okay. So, In Matthew 13:24, the Bible uses a parable about saying, another parable put he forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is likened unto a man which soweth good seed in his field. So while Jesus is declaring another parable about a very similar subject, he is at the same time giving us additional information about the spiritual law of seed. In the last parable, Jesus qualified the noun seed with the adjective mustard, meaning that limited the scope of a specific type of seed. So in Matthew 13, Jesus does say the exact same thing, but this time he is saying a good seed. Okay, and with the addition of the simple adjective of good, Jesus teaches us that there's also a bad seed or an evil seed in this world. Okay, be careful of evil seeds. Evil seeds, for example, could be someone peer pressuring you to do something that you know that you are not to do or that the word of God says that you shouldn't do. Okay, so we have to be cognizant and we have to have our eyes and ears open about evil seeds or bad seeds. An example is in the front yard, or sometimes called these weeds. And because these can be thorns and thistles and they're never anything that I planted, okay, we immediately conclude that not every good is good. So I want to take a quick break right there, and I will be right back. I'm open up the lines for discussion and questions. Please call us. All right, welcome back to Blog Talk Radio. I am your hostess, Yolanda Henderson, evangelist Yolanda Henderson, shall I add, and also your holistic health coach. I am bringing forth the word of God tonight, speaking of planting spiritual seeds, part 3 from the Bible. I hope you all are excited and you all have your Bibles open. We didn't get any callers with questions, but that's okay. We're going to jump right back in and we're going to go and talk about what thus says the Lord. Okay, so we were talking about there are some bad seeds among us, okay? There's evil in this world. This whole world contains evil seeds. We have to be aware of what those evil seeds are, okay? So we remember that Jesus taught us in the parable of the sower that the seed was the word of God. So obviously the word of God is a good seed that potentially produced good fruit. So what is bad or evil seed? Let's talk about the bad seeds. Matthew 13:25 says, but while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. It is important to note that God's good seed is planted to produce wheat. Wheat is a very specific crop with a very specific purpose. Okay, it is critical that you see, if God would have wanted corn, he would have planted corn. If he would have wanted potatoes, God would have planted potatoes. We learn that God's seed is specifically designed to produce a specific crop for a specific purpose in our lives. So normally we grind up and we create flour with it from wheat. And this is a key component to making bread. It's interesting that Jesus talked about he was the bread of life. We can clearly see an association between Jesus, grain of wheat, seed, being sown to produce the future bread. After Jesus arose, The explosion of the Word of God grew very significantly, was in both the new written words of the New Testament and the increasing understanding of the Old Testament. If I have any Bible readers tonight, any biblical scholars, we know that there was a foretelling of God coming to this world as Jesus, and we know that he was coming to be the bread of life and the seed. Okay? It also includes it in the New Testament. So a lot of people will try to interpret the parable and say things that it does not say. According to the Bible, God does not sleep or slumber, yet Jesus as a physical man certainly slept. However, now we're not talking about just God anymore. We must recall what the soil represented in the parable of the sower. The soil represented people in the world. Remember I asked you what type of soil you were? There's the good soil, there's the thorny soil, and so on and so on. Okay? So we must recall the sower represents the parable of the sower, and the sower represents the people of the world, and now that changes everything. People do sleep both physically and spiritually. Natural sleep is a pattern for spiritual sleep. Okay? We're normally sleep at night, and we work during the day. These are symbols and you know, what people are supposed to do, okay? Those in the night are those in the darkness, and those who are spiritually asleep, they're called the dark in the night. God has given us the good seed, or the true word, but yet God is not here personally to give it out and teach it to us in the flesh anymore like he was. So this is a parable about the good seed creating the new spiritual kingdom of God. Where exactly is the kingdom of God located? Many will try to say that it is in heaven, okay? But that is not what Jesus taught. If you read in Luke 17 and 21, Jesus told us that the kingdom of God is now within us. We therefore know that the kingdom of God is within our spirits. Right here and right now. So why do you call those that have the kingdom of God in them right now? You call them Christians, those that are in the light, okay? The opposite to those in the light are those who are in darkness. And those are those who are spiritually asleep and slumber. These are the men who slept that Jesus is talking about in his parable. God didn't begin to give us the Bible or good seed for over 2,000 years of human history. The Bible has grown over the next 2,000 years from just a few books into our current 66 books of the King James Version and the Old and New Testament. This is another example of the multiplication that we clearly see about the terrors that came from a false, bad, evil, or set of words being spoken. You can call them lies, you can call them falsehoods, deceptive words, deceits, fabrication, you can even call them something you mix with wheat and change the bread makeup. This is a spiritual principle that Jesus taught us to beware the leaving of the Pharisees. The Pharisees will consistently take the word of God and add their own rules and words on top of the true words. Thus they diluted the truth with lies. I hope that you understand who the enemy of God is. It is certainly Satan who has sown the seeds of the tares. Satan is a spiritual being created by God who was found to have sin in him. As we have learned, that field represents the heart of man. So we have seen that an enemy has come and planted bad seeds in the hearts of people in the world today. And Matthew 13 and 26 says, "But when the blade was sprung up and brought forth fruit, then appeared the tares also." What we have clearly learned from what Jesus taught us is that God has enemies, spiritual forces that manipulate and deceive people into believing things that are not from God. God has given us the good seed and implies that Satan has sown evil seeds. This means that not everything that comes along being taught is what God said. Okay, I'm going to repeat that. Everything that comes along is not what God said. And we can clearly find out and see the false religions in the world that are a trick of an enemy to get you delusional or away from being a true Christian and growing in Christ. We don't want to be deceived, holistic society. We don't want to be deceived, holistic socials. We don't want to be deceived, listeners. We want to know what those lies and those deceptive tactics that the enemy used to come and take away those good seeds that God has planted or is planting in our lives today. So we can also understand that false teachers will come along and try to deceive you with enticing words, all kinds of nice prayers and nice supplications. We can also understand that all these are just the practices of people teaching right or wrong things. The sowers are the teachers in the world today, and the seeds are the words spoken. It is very rare that many teachers in this world today, that many men on earth teaches the pure Bible concept without tares. Why is this? It's primarily because no man knows the entire Bible and everything that is in it and everything that must all become tolerant of each other's ignorance, okay, and strive to come up higher and learn the truth. We're all on the path of learning, or at least we should be on those paths to learn, each and every one of us. If you are not still learning new things, then you are stagnating in the cesspools of ignorance. God tells us to all things get more knowledge, but with all of your getting, get also understanding. Jesus taught us to continue in the word. To continue is an ongoing process. It's a never-ending state of learning. Only by continuing, Jesus said, you could be called his disciple, and only then would you actually know the truth and be set free. This parable continues to discuss many things concerning the kingdom of God. God tells us that the seeds of the kingdom will continue to grow with the tares of the enemy as long as it is not time to harvest. God tells us if he would have torn out the tares, he could have taken out some of the wheat because the roots can be entangled with each other. So he can't take out the weeds. Because if he do that, if you're taking out weeds, if anyone knows anything about gardening or planting or crops, you know, if you take out any of the tares, then you're going to be hurting the harvest. Okay, so however, it's coming to harvest time, and it's very near. So it appears to me that darkness is growing stronger in their evil ways, this society that we live in, the world that we live in, the fruit, and even in the natural sense, you can see how the food is contaminated, how we're getting these cancers, how everything is trying to go into the lab, how everything is not becoming the natural state of the sowing and the reaping, and you can see those natural things existing in the spiritual realm. So those that have an eye to see, please see. Those who have an ear to hear, please hear. Okay, so the evil in the world is running rampant, and unless God does something soon, this will be not a good place for long. Okay, so seed concepts are critical to understand for every Christian, and I believe you have grown spiritually, and we all are growing spiritually daily, weekly, going to church, studying your word, reading your Bibles, getting a good seed sown into your life, okay? All right. So if I have anyone who have questions, I would like to open up the phone lines. The number to call in is 516-531-9837, 516-531-9837. right. Thank you for holding on the lines, everyone, for listening in. I am back, your hostess, Yolanda Henderson, evangelist Yolanda Henderson, and your certified holistic health coach. And I want to talk to you tonight regarding planting spiritual seeds in your life. This is part three of a five-part series. I hope you all will join me next week and have someone join in, call someone up and have them to listen to what thus says the Lord, because everything that I'm saying it out of justification for everything that I know to be true. And I agree wholeheartedly with this message and this reference material. And I do want you all to learn and grow with me spiritually. I'm not taking up an offering. I'm not asking anyone to donate anything to the cause. But if you would like to donate, you can go to the website that we are a nonprofit organization for. It is www.thegiftoflifecommunityhome.wordpress.com. There in the community, we are giving out classes. We're giving seminars. We're trying to reach people who don't know what's going on with our food and our crops in this industry, living healthier lives, coming cancer-free, getting rid of those cancer cells, healing yourselves from the inside out. We don't want to say that we heal anyone, but we do give you information that you can use for all eternity until the end of time when God calls you to be home, to come home. We help people to extend their life expectancies by promoting healthy and holistic foods and lifestyles. So if you need that information, you can call us. Our number to be reached at after the show, if you want information, is 1-888-959-2093. Again, that number is 1-888-959-2093. All right, so we're going to go back into the episode, understanding the seeds in the Bible, planting spiritual seeds. Okay. So, tell you or teach you a little bit about the seed within itself, law, okay? One of the first seed concepts that I told you before was the seed within itself law, the concept that was revealed in the Genesis 1:1, and I think that was back in the first episode, so if you would like to reference back later, you can. If you do not understand correct Bible interpretation, one rule or law of correct Bible interpretation is called the law of first mention. By going into that Bible and finding the first occurrence of a subject, you find it introduced to some basic concepts that are usually critical to understanding the entire subject. So when Genesis 1:1 says that the earth brought forth trees with fruit, whose seed was in itself? We understand that this to be a natural law which applies to a fruit as well as the natural man and woman. This law represents a self-sustaining reproductive system that was designed and created by God. God created one thing, and this thing contained to build in capacity to reproduce infinity, sustaining the existence of the species, the human species. In 1 John 3:9, whosoever is born of God doeth not commit sin, for his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin because he is born of God. In reviewing this parable of the sower, we learned that the seed of God was the word of God. It was the seeds of God's word that produces the spiritual fruits in our spirits. So this verse in 1 John 3:9 tells us that we are born of God. We should be able to clearly understand that this is a spiritual birth and not a physical birth. And we can confirm that by reading the words of Jesus in John 3, we have previously seen that human male sperm was called the seed. I talked about that in the first series. In the Bible, we can also now begin to see the spiritual application patterns found within the naturally created reproductive process. Okay? The verse says that when we are born spiritually, it came as a result of us accepting the truth of God's word. Now, God's seed is in us, and this is a spirit repetition of the seed within itself law. The more of the word of God you learn, the more of the seed of God you have in you, and the more fruit of God is potentially produced. And it's a very basic concept. It makes a lot of sense. It just makes sense to understand that the more that we hear is just like faith. The more that we hear, the more that that seed is being planted, the more that we not want to sin, the more that we are who God wants us to be, and that kingdom is inside of us growing spiritually. Okay, so another parable that God uses, okay, is in Peter, 1 Peter 1 and 23. Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. Okay, so here is another New Testament verse that describes the spiritual seed of God to be the word of God. This spiritual seed is compared and contrasted with the natural seed of the created man. The sperm of a man is called the corruptible seed. The Greek word translated as corruptible means decaying or perishing. This is interestingly enough in, related to the laws of thermodynamics that states everything is in state of decay around us. Humans are in a state of aging from the moment they are conceived. Finalizing decay, our bodies, what when we die, decay. Okay. So, however, we, the body of Christ and Christians that are spiritually born again, this birth is not a natural birth, which I stated earlier, but it's a spiritual birth that came and came as a result of us hearing the spiritual words of God. This will be symbolical or analogous to our spirits being the womb of a woman with the fertilized egg present. By us lending our ears to God's word, we're hearing it and then understanding it. God's word becomes one with our spirit, and then God's spirit becomes one with our spirit. Okay, and that's in 1 Corinthians 1 and 16. 1 Peter 1, verse 23 teaches us that God's word, seed, will now abide within us. Abide means that to indwell and live in our spirits. Okay, this is clearly a seed within itself law from Genesis 1 and 11. If you've heard the word of God and have accepted it and you know it, and have its spiritual seeds on the inside of your spirit, always remember that the seed of God is in you, okay? Every seed produces after its own kind law is our next topic. Galatians 6 and 7 says, "Be not deceived, God is not mocked, for whatever a man soweth, that shall he also reap." Amen. I love that scripture, and that scripture goes a long way with me in my life. And here God is talking to us about another law concerning seeds in this verse in Galatians. Okay? This law is also revealed to us in the first chapter of Genesis 1 in verse 11. Again, that's Genesis 1 and 11 is very popular in understanding the seed laws. However, here, God is telling us about the seeds that are sown by man, okay? Sounds familiar. God says that every man will reap whatever kinds of seeds that he sows. So not only is man sowing seeds, God sows seeds, the word of God sows seeds. There's a whole lot of sowers in our lives and in the kingdom. So this is a basic spiritual application of the first law of seeds that every seed produces after its own kind. And just like I was talking about in another episode, how generations and generations produce the same type of bloodline, is that's also the same concept. So I told you that an apple will produce only an apple tree, okay? That is what a seed after its own kind does. You don't plant an apple tree and expect an orange to grow. So you get in life and you determine by what you plant in your life. Okay? So it says that this verse also says that God is not mocked by those who say this is not true and those that say that this does not apply to them. In other words, God is saying that this is the way everything in the world works, whether you believe in it or not. This was a very strong statement from God. You should be beginning to understand a little better about the power of seeds that you sow. If you have read this entire series or you have listened to my entire series message, then you will understand and you can get to understand and know what we're talking about. Okay? So, Galatians 6 and 8, another scripture that God uses in this verse. He says, "For he that soweth to his flesh shall of his flesh reap corruption, but he that soweth to the Spirit shall reap life everlasting." So the next verse in Galatians is a more of a confirmation to exactly what God has said before in his other verses and scriptures. This verse reveals to us that there are two types of seeds that every man can sow into in this world. The first type of seed is a natural or carnal seed type of this another. I'm sorry. There's two types of seeds that every man can sow into in this world. The first type of seed is a natural or a carnal seed. And this is another example of the corruptible seed type that will reap only natural death. Then there is a spiritual seed type that can be sown, and this seed reaps life everlasting. So, right there I'm asking you, what is life everlasting? This certainly does not mean that you will never die physically if you sow into the Spirit. It also does not mean that you will never cease to exist if you do not do this. Man was created as a spirit being that will never cease to exist. After we die physically, our spirit will enter. Well, our spirits will either go to heaven or to hell based upon our current relationships with Jesus Christ. The problem with most Bible interpretations is that people do not attempt to get God's definition of any of the words they are reading. They read every word and assume they know what they mean and miss what God is trying to teach us. So here is a verse in the Bible that gives us God's clear definition of what eternal life is in his eyes. Okay? And if you can turn with me to John 17:3, and it says, "And this is life eternal, that they may know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent." To me, this definition changes the meaning to what I thought it meant, to live eternally dramatically, and it caused me to shift my thinking differently than I had ever thought before. Okay? So eternal life is not living forever. Okay, eternal life is your ability to know the true living God and Jesus Christ, whom he has sent forever. This is just a radical different perspective of life, okay? Some people may not understand. Those who die without his spiritual eternal life will never know God or Jesus Christ and probably have not have a clue why they went to hell. I guess they have some idea, since God speaks of coming time of judgment, that there will be certainly some discussion to charges against them before judgment is passed if God's court is like our court. I guess the last two statements was just my opinions, so let's just take them as scripture. So, Galatians 3:16 says, "Now to Abraham and his seed were the promises made. He said not, and to seeds, as of many, but as of one, and to thy seed, which is in Christ." So from this to seed concept in the earlier part of what I discussed, we talked about the fact that the word seed can be taken as either plural or singular, and it only determines one if referring by contextual usage of the word, and then it's very difficult to figure it out. So one intentionally designed methods of God is used to conceal the truth in the Bible. And in this verse, Galatians, God is referring to the promise made by Abraham or made to Abraham. Since Jesus was in Abraham when God made this promise, Jesus was the seed, okay, then himself, and he was received the promise. Abraham naturally fathered several children. Ishmael and Isaac are two obvious sons that everyone remembers from Sunday school or the Bible. And even in the Muslim community and also in Christianity, we all remember, and they know as well as we know, the seed of Isaac and Ishmael. So Isaac was the promised child, okay, the future grandfather to the nation of Israel. But yet, Galatians say that Isaac was not the seed that he was to receive this promise. However, Jesus was also in his father Isaac as the seed. Then the two sons of Isaac were born, Jacob and Esau. Esau, the firstborn, was not the selected path either, but the younger son, Jacob, was. Jesus was in his father, Jacob, as a seed. I could go on and on through every generation from Israel to Mary and see that Jesus was in each parent, but none of these were the selected seed. Galatians 3 and 16 says that the promised seed that was in Abraham was only Jesus Christ, clearly a singular occurrence and not the multiple pattern of seed being referred to. Hopefully you get a better understanding of how God can look at Abraham and make a promise about his seed when God was speaking about Jesus Christ who was in Abraham. The Son of God was the promised seed, able to fulfill the requirements of God's conditions to fulfill the law, to live, okay, a sinless life, and to die and shed blood for both of you and I, and to be raised from the dead so that we could forever go and live with him. And, all right, so to me that's just awesome, and it displays the wisdom of God. And I think God is omnipotent. He's awesome. He knows all. He created all. And he's just that skilled in putting things before us, and it's up to us to get those seeds. So I'm gonna ask if anyone have any questions. Now at this time, we have about 13 minutes left in our show, and I want to know if anyone have any questions about what I spoke about tonight, and if I could clarify anything with you that you did not understand, please give us a call, 516-531-9837. If you want to pray with me tonight, you can call also as well, 516-531-9837. I've had some difficult moments in my life, you may say. I'm going through a tough time, some situations I can't handle alone, and I want to pray. I want to confess that I am in Christ. I want to accept the seed tonight. The line is open for you to call in. Again, the number is 516-531-9837. I'm going to leave the line open a little while, and just want to say thank you all for listening. This is a blessing to me to be able to spread and sow seeds, and to pray that my seeds are good seed into the kingdom of God, knowing that I'm doing what God wants me to do, that I may grow in my faith and spirituality as I'm learning it along with everyone else that's listening, as I gather information and I'm learning what God has sent to me, that it be acceptable to his sight and to his word and to his will. I pray that you all continue to join me week after week. I know I'm not a church. I don't have a big building or anything, but I do desire to come before you with what God has given and taught me along my journey in spiritual growth, and the information from the reference information that I've received. Again, if you would like to see what we're doing in the community, the Gift of Life Community Home, that is www.thegiftoflifecommunityhome.wordpress.com. And we're on Facebook as well. We're on Facebook as the Holistic Society, doing business under the umbrella of the Gift of Life Community Home. I am the holistic health coach that works in connection and partnership with that organization. And I evangelize. I work with your spirituality. I not only help you with your spirituality, but I counsel relationships. I work with nutrition, your fitness goals,
I help you learn alternative lifestyle choices to bettering your career if it's a career problem that you have. I work with your joy level. So I'm not only just evangelist, you know. I'm called to be teacher evangelist. I'm called to teach and to counsel. And my credentials come mostly, and I want to say, from God above, who's my creator, who created me, and also the school that I've gone to, Institute for Integrative Nutrition, and other schools along the way that I've gone to church programs. If you would like to talk to me again, I'm available on air or after the show. If you prefer not to speak on air, I will be available at 1-888-959-2093. All right. Well, I'm going to try to get us some music next week. If you all join us next week, my wonderful husband is a wonderful musician, and he does music as healing classes. He has done choirs, workshops. He does different music for funerals, different music for different occasions. And we would love to help you all out in that area. He would love to help you all out, give you all some nice relaxation music. The Word of God, spiritual music, says that we have a symbol of praise on the inside, and sometimes some of us need to hear that praise. And by him being a skilled musician, a pianist, an organ player, he does have those skills and talents that he could bring forth. So give us a call. Again, that number to call is 1-888-959-2093. He would love to work for you. If there is a need, give him a call at that same number. Okay, well, we have a couple more minutes left, and I'm keeping the lines open just in case someone wants prayer tonight before we leave. And just for me, just to say a prayer, I want to just send a prayer out anyway to everyone listening. For a blessed night and for calling in, or not calling in, but just for making an effort to even join us tonight. I know that you did not have to do this, but you did it anyway. And if there's anything that you don't understand, I pray that God brings that information into your heart, into your mind. If you have to listen to a replay, if you have to go back to the past couple of episodes, maybe there's some food, so maybe there's an illness or a death in your family, and you just need help with the grieving process. I also help with that. I want God to be able to use me and plant spiritual seeds all over the place. My seed will multiply into 3,200,000. I don't care how much, just by the words that are speaking out of my mouth. Let them be good seed. Right now, and I go before him right now with a bowed head and a humble heart. Father God, I thank you for this night, God. I thank you for your presence. I thank you for your teaching and your knowledge. I thank you for your understanding. I thank you for your grace, God. I thank you for being a merciful God, an omnipotent God, a mighty God, the creator, the Alpha and the Omega, God. I thank you for giving us an insight into giving us and allowing us to understand your wisdom, your word, Father God. I thank you for things that are going on even in my life right now, God, that have tried to hinder what you have called me to do. I thank you for just being the one that gives me the faith the size of a mustard seed, God, that allows me to keep continue on my work, God, even when I feel like giving up. I pray for someone out there listening, Father God, for their relationships, God, for their marriages, God, for their homes, God, because we know that the devil comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Whatever it is that he's trying to use as a tactic, God, to bind those relationships, God, I pray that you bring them back together, God, that you curse the enemy right now. And even though it's already done, God, just praying to you, God, is our humble hearts, God, let you know that we need you, and it's not by our will, but it's by your will, God. We have the faith, God, tonight, the size of a mustard seed, to move mountains, Father God. You have already given us everything we needed to have and to be equipped. God, we use those tools, God. We ask you to equip us with the shield, God, with the armor, God, where we put on the whole armor of your word tonight, God. We thank you for this night, and we thank you for the opportunities that you're giving, and that the ones that are on the way, God, that you're still moving in the atmosphere behind the scene. We thank you again, and we praise your name in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Well, that wraps up our show tonight. All right, so next week we're going to have part four of our series. We want to ask you all to call someone up and tell them to join part four of our five-part series of Planting Spiritual Seeds. We have more to talk about and more information and knowledge to give you on those spiritual seeds. If you want to read more or learn more about it, just email me at yonorm13@gmail.com and visit us on the web at www.thegiftoflifecommunityhome.wordpress.com. All right? And you can also reach us by phone or fax 1-888-959-2093. Thank you and have a wonderful and blessed night. Goodbye. Till next time.